No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remex Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. This week, broadcasting from our vacation location on Anna Maria Island, Gulf Coast of Florida. And with me is one of the proprietors of Bins Be Clean. Now, this is really interesting because my wife and I just saw this process being done here on Anna Maria Island the other day. And we thought, wow, what a neat idea. And who walks into the coffee shop? Rather Welsh. Rather, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about this. So when we talk about bins, we're talking about those trash carts,
yep.
Right?
In the UK, they're called wheelie bins, but it's basically, the garbage bins that we're starting to see around everywhere with the lids and the wheels on the back, although we can clean any shape or size of a bin.
One of the things, and I thought this was so amazing, is because those wheelie bins, if you will, and we've got them up in the Des Moines Metro all over the place. Mm-hmm. I think most communities seem to have those because they've automated the garbage trucks and the recycling trucks to be able to pick those up and dump them. And so they've lowered the amount of people that they have to have and put automation in place. Mm-hmm. But those bins, I would imagine, well, I know because we've got a couple of them, get a little grody.
They're really gross. They're disgusting.
So how did this come about that you're now going out, collecting these bins, cleaning them on site, and leaving them there? Tell us that story.
Yeah. Well, the story comes from my father-in-law owns a couple of rental units here on the island, and collectively with his personal property, he has four properties, and it's about 20 bins. And they get gross, and it's a huge turnoff for vacationers, but also for the person that's responsible for taking the bin from the garage or from the side of the house to the curb every day or once a week. And he wanted to have them cleaned, so he started Google searching, finding somebody to clean them for him because he wasn't about to try and get out there for 20 bins to try and do that. And his closest search led him to a guy in Miami who is building these trucks and running his own business as well. So when Nate and I moved here to be close to his parents while we started our family, we were looking for business opportunities so that we could work for ourselves as we grew our family.
Sure.
And that kind of hit the table. We went down to Miami, met the guy. His name is John Conway, who runs Sparkling Bins, and decided to go for it. We purchased a truck in summer of 2016 before our daughter was born. When our daughter was born, it was a big speed bump. It's a little girl. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you said a boy.
I know the speed bump.
Yeah.
Your whole life changes.
It very much did. Yeah. So it's been a little bit of a slow growth, but we've really turned a corner at our one-year mark. We really turned a corner. We've joined the chamber here on the island and also for Manatee County, and that's really helped with the networking and getting a word out there. What we've really, really struggled with is that this is a brand new industry. You know, it's not just about brand awareness, it's about industry awareness. And so teaching people that there is a better way to do it if they do it themselves, or that there is an option to have it done if they're grossed out by it, you know, there's something to do about it.
Right.
So really just kind of getting ourselves out there so that people understand that there's an option.
The business is called Bins Be Clean. We will have a link for that up on the radio blog as well. Rather, what It's so strange calling somebody Rat. How did you get that name?
It's a family name. My great grandmother's nickname, Rather Jane.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, well, when you say Rather, it sounds like I'm not really talking to somebody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. You've done that all your life.
It's okay.
So, Rather, what's the business model for something like this? I mean, are you charging the homeowners, would assume?
Yeah, it's a monthly membership, essentially.
Good.
We come once a month and clean it, and it'll be the same day that your garbage is collected. So your bin is already on the curb, and we send you an email the day before so you're reminded not to be too quick to bring your bin back into the garage so that we can stop by to clean it. Our truck shows up at the end of your driveway, picks up your bin, cleans it out, drops it back down. Nate gives it a nice little wipe out so that you don't have standing water inside of it, because we all know that's a huge concern.
Breeding ground.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. It just perpetuates
Nasty.
The stink, yeah. Not to mention the bugs. And he sprays a little light deodorizer on there, and he goes on about his way, hopefully to your neighbor, where he can do it again and again and again and again. So that's essentially our business model. We bill quarterly, so you pay for 3 months at a time. There's no obligation. If at the end of that 3 months you choose that that's not for you, then you can just stop paying and we'll take you off our list. A lot of people sign up for recurring bills so that they don't ever have to think about it again. We just run their credit card at the end of the quarter for the next 3 months. You do get a discount if you pay for the whole year in advance.
Right.
We offer a one-month discount.
So we're talking with Rather Welsh, ladies and gentlemen, about Bins Be Clean, cleaning those nasty bins that you put your garbage or your recyclables in. When you're marketing this or when you're talking about this to people, it makes such perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because who wants to do it themselves?
Nobody should be doing it themselves.
Yeah. And so it would seem like it's a natural. How many employees do you have?
It's just us. It's me
just
and my husband.
Guys.
Yeah.
So he's in the bin.
He's out there every day in the truck. Well, most days. I mean, depending on the community that we're servicing, you know, trash days are certain days,
right,
and recycle days are certain days. So we have a handful of off days, which he spends in the office doing the billing and signing up clients. He's gotten real smooth at signing up clients. He can kind of do it on the fly. He does spend a considerable amount of time in the truck, so
I'm
he can
sure.
answer phone calls and stuff like that. I am a little bit more of a back office mastermind in a way. I'm kind of trying to keep us on a clear path, strategically marketing and stuff. I work closely with our Facebook support. We do outsource that, so I guess she's part of our team as
right.
well. And then I take care of our daughter when she's not in daycare, which is 2 out of the 5 days a week. So,
busy mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what about dumpsters and things like that?
Uh-huh. We can clean dumpsters too. Right now, the process to clean a dumpster is for Nate to get in the dumpster, and he uses the spray wand that is the same wand that he uses on the outside of the bin.
Mike Rowe has got to be listening to this. I mean, we got to get Mike Rowe and Dirty Jobs here to Anna Maria Island, which would be, by the way, a great opportunity for him to come see the island.
We've even got a place for him to stay, for sure. We would love to host Mike Rowe down
here. I
bet
you he would do that.
And he could tag along with Nate and see how gross, as we all know, but how gross these bins really get. We do have a wastewater recovery system, so once he sprays out the inside of the bin, he basically puts a big old shop vac in there and sucks all that water out. That's actually one of the really cool parts about our truck, is that it's really, really environmentally friendly. We collect all of our wastewater and we dispose of it properly by county and EPA standards, which means that it goes directly into a sanitary sewage drain. So
rather than going on the ground and
running into our streams and rivers, the ocean, or the bay and the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
So super, super environmentally friendly. And also any of the chemicals that we use are on an as-needed basis. They're not mixed into our original water tank. And those are 100% biodegradable, Green Seal certified chemicals too.
Now, what about scalability of something like this? Anna Maria Island is home to how many people?
There's
roughly
about 10,000 homes here. The residential levels change pretty regularly throughout the year. I mean, realistically, there's probably only about 3,000 to 4,000 full-time residents on the island. That might be generous, but we get as high as 15,000, 20,000,
right,
I would say, at peak season. what Anna Maria Island really offers for us is the vacation rentals. These are homes that have high use and big turnover, and large, you know, you have families of six or eight people there, big, large groups that are throwing away trash on vacation. They're not really considering what kind of effect they're having on that bin. And actually, the way that the island works, most islands or most homes have to do side door service, which means that the bins stay outside in the driveway so that if there's nobody there to take it to the curb, the trash guys can see it and they go grab it, versus having to, you know, take it out of a garage or whatever.
Right.
Which really just, it could be a major turnoff. You know, you can imagine coming from your big flight, you're finally here, it's really exciting. You get out of the car and you've got this gorgeous view and this gorgeous house to show up at.
And there's a trash bin.
You go to throw out, when you go to throw away, you know, the Starbucks or whatever you stop to get on your way here, you go to throw it away and you get this
grossness.
A waft and it's bugs everywhere. It's disgusting.
Welcome to the island.
Yeah, kind of a big turnoff. It kind of.
So this is almost an investment opportunity for the people that own the vacation rentals.
We think so.
Yeah.
We think that it's certainly something that helps them put a step above, you know, a little leg up as far as this industry, which is fairly saturated here. Most of the companies that have signed us up, they sign us up for every single one of their properties. Half of them are absorbing the cost themselves, and then half of them are passing that cost into their cleaning fee, which it's nominal. It only increases their cleaning fee by about $2 or $3. So that's really, you know, and those are the people that are using the property and making the trash bins.
Cost versus benefit.
Yeah. We do have a lot of people that are calling us on their own that say, yes, we want you to clean our rental property and our private home, but here's this real estate company that, or property management company, that takes care of all of our bills. So then we get passed on to them. Those companies aren't necessarily, you know, they know about us, but they are typically so large that they're not taking the steps to try and do that as a part of their suite of services.
Right.
But we've had a lot of success with some of the smaller companies that are trying to kind of get a foot in the door.
Yeah, I'm sure individuals that are here already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. It is called Bins Be Clean, just a happenstance meeting with Rather Welsh. Rather, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you for talking with me.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're always interested in startup opportunities out there in our small business spotlight, and we'll be throwing this all over the United States.
We want to be able to have another truck and another truck and another truck and potentially be the whole western seaboard of Florida doing all the vacation rental places. Or
why not?
You know, yeah, exactly.
Well, you got a dream, right?
Right.
You don't get it. You're not an entrepreneur unless you are. Thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.